IGTV.
It could be that some of you have never been to Ohio. Most likely, some of y'all never been to Greenwich, Ohio, out on Route 224, 35 miles west of Akron. You got to go through Homerville and Sullivan and Ruggles. When you get to Delphi, you've gone too far. Probably none of you ever been to the Fireman's Festival, 4th of July Fireman's Festival in Greenwich, Ohio. Because it was there in the 90s. My wife and I used to work the Coca-Cola trailer. That's right. For 2 days, we would take our shift during the Fireman's Festival, the highlight of life in Greenwich, Ohio. And we would sell Coca-Cola to the parched citizenry of Greenwich, Ohio. I'm Martin Zender. Welcome to MZTV. And let me tell you something, folks. When I was selling Coca-Cola in the Coke trailer, something amazing happened. I became a god of the eon. Everybody wanted what I was selling. People would line up, hail sometimes 10 deep for Coca-Cola, carbonated sugar water with some caramel coloring added for pizzazz. Everybody wanted Coca-Cola. Nobody asked you your motives. Why are you selling Coke, boy? Nobody wanted to know. Nobody questioned the fact that they had to hand over a dollar for a cup ice-cold Coca-Cola. There was no controversy surrounding selling Coca-Cola. No one argued the merits of Coke versus Pepsi. There were no protests. Nobody called me a false prophet of soda pop. Nope. They just quietly lined up, and they couldn't wait to get to the front of the line. Said, I'll take a Coke. I'll take me a large Coca-Cola. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Oh, forgot the ice. On tap. It was glorious. Glorious. I never felt so belonging. It's the shock of it was the camaraderie I had with everyone. Everyone wanted what I had. This was the late 90s, so I was already almost a decade into my work. The vast struggle, uphill battle of presenting the secrets of Christ to a world that doesn't want anything to do with it. Unless the lightning of God strikes people to seek for the truth, it's so rare to find anyone hungering and thirsting for the truth. But ladies and gentlemen, they thirsted for Coca-Cola. Carbonated sugar water with caramel coloring. And I thought to myself during that glorious hour when I was selling Coca-Cola, could you imagine doing this for a living? I pictured driving one of those Coke trucks, Coke trailers, big, long semi-truck, and the big, glorious white letters, Coca-Cola, across the side. Men would remove their hats as I drove by. Women would put their hands over their hearts. There goes the Coke Man. There goes the God of the Aeon. We love the Coke Man. He brings happiness and joy to the inhabitants of the earth. And indeed, he does. The Coke Man brings happiness and joy wherever he goes. This is inarguable. It's without a doubt, unquestioned. If you sell Coca-Cola, you have arrived at the top of the heap of the gods of the Aeon. No one doesn't like you. In fact, everyone loves you. But the problem with Coca-Cola, as great as it is, and let me tell you, I'm not here to tell you that Coca-Cola is a terrible, awful, inferior product. No, rather, I'm here to tell you that Coca-Cola is the pause that refreshes. I mean, have a Coke and a smile. And Coca-Cola adds life. The audacity of these advertisers. Coca-Cola does what? Adds life? And by the way, that smile that comes, have a Coke and a smile. The smile lasts for 10 minutes. And there is the intrinsic, there is the built-in time bomb. The built-in self-destructive mechanism, if you will, of Coca-Cola. It's a transient pleasure. I think of the woman at the well. Jacob's well. Our Lord told a woman there, whoever drinks of this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water of life that I give will not thirst for the Aeon. Those who drank Coca-Cola at the Fireman's Festival in Greenwich, Ohio, their happiness lasted for 10 minutes and they had to come back for more. Well, Coca-Cola, as great as it is, will never satisfy. Truly, will never truly bring life, will never truly bring a smile that lasts. It's only the evangel that does that. Can you imagine me having a Secret of Christ trailer, a Paul's Evangel trailer at the Fireman's Festival at Greenwich, Ohio, with a sign above that says, "We have the words of Aeonian life." And then beneath it, "Free of charge." I believe that would be one lonely and depressing trailer that by the end of the Fireman's Festival would have grown cobwebs. Kind of like the Maytag repairman sitting there waiting for your customers to come up. I forgot to tell you that last week, or maybe it was 2 weeks ago, I crossed the 4 million total views mark on my YouTube channel. Well, that's an act of God. 4 million total views since 2008. But it's taken 3,000 videos and 15 years to do that. I've done it the hard way. Now, if I shot a video of a cat taking a dump, I could get 4 million views at one crack, but Or perhaps if I made a video of how to make your own Coca-Cola at home, I could get 4 million views at one crack, but that's not how it works today. That's not how it works in a wicked, upside-down, backwards eon. Paul called the announcement of these truths that we love a vast struggle, and I can't think of any better words to describe it. Selling Coca-Cola was the opposite of a vast struggle. It was not a vast struggle. It was a vast struggle to keep the people away. It was a vast struggle to keep the smiles off of their faces. It was a vast struggle to keep them from handing over their money again and again and again. We want more Coke, more Coke, more Coke. I get it. I really have fantasized about driving a Coca-Cola truck. But don't worry. I'm not going to quit this work to drive a Coca-Cola truck because I'm interested in the uphill battle. I'm interested in the hard thing. I'm interested in the struggle. I'm interested in the water that gives life and that causes one to never thirst again. That's my interest, my abiding interest. And it's yours too. And we've had that interest for a long time. And we have to encourage one another constantly to refresh ourselves. Smiles come hard. Smiles come hard in this gospel. That's for sure. Again, nobody wants what we have unless it is supernaturally imparted to them by God. If you haven't seen the video yesterday, check it out. It's the shows I made from Greenwich, Ohio. Speaking of Greenwich, Ohio, I wrote a long letter that went with that video. If you go to the video, some of you got the abbreviated version in the email, but no, come to think of it, I had to put the abbreviated version on the YouTube video because I was in the mood to write about the struggle, so I was pouring out my heart and my soul to you. And I think I wrote 7,000 words without even trying. I said, boy, I needed this. I needed to talk to the saints about this. So you can see that. Just go to the link below. It's the volume 1, shows 6 through 10 of Zender Talk, recorded back in 2001, the spring of 2001. Is this about the depressing nature of this work and how many different ways we all could be happier. But we have been implanted with this miraculous thing by God that we, like those saints mentioned by Paul in Hebrews, they're willing and they want to endure. And like Moses, great example, they want to endure the depression of God, the struggle of God, inviting the ire of the inhabitants of the earth, and looking toward a city, looking toward a better thing. And that is us. We're always looking toward a better thing. And we may have great offers in order to advance, what the world would call advance in this eon, but there's nothing wrong with that. But I think many of us, I know I am, I'm afraid of advancing. I'm afraid of ever getting the bug like, oh, I could really do something to make it in this world. Like I told you before, I really wanted to be a best-selling author, and all those dreams just died. Thankfully, God took all that away. And now it's all about the better thing, the invisible thing that is yet ahead. Like those saints in Hebrews, they looked away. They looked away toward a city. In that context, it was the New Jerusalem, whose builder and artificer was God. We're looking for permanence. Coca-Cola is not permanent. Smile. no joy or happiness in this eon is permanent. This is why I always hate to move, because I long for permanence, long for it. Permanence in this life would be tragic. Imagine if we lived forever in these bodies, in this eon. It's terrible. So in that way, we don't want permanence this side of immortality, but we definitely want it on the other side of immortality, and we shall have it. But in the meantime, we long for it, but we're buffeted. This is what I mean by the impermanence of our world. We're always moving, always having to adjust to new circumstances. Just when we get comfortable, something happens to bring the discomfort back to us. We think we can see to some little rectangle of happiness, or at least a quarter of a yellow brick road ahead, but then suddenly the clouds descend and there's a big sign in front of the yellow brick road: road closed, road closed. You see those orange barrels? There's another thing. I don't think there would be anybody more prosperous in this world than a seller of orange barrels, meaning that something's under construction, or a highway is closed, or just don't go here. Orange barrels. Oh. But I'm telling you, this is the eon for the sale of orange barrels. On the highway or at construction sites where people are tearing things up, causing detours, changing things that you're comfortable with, that you're used to. No, 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 you're not going to get used to this. You're not going to get comfortable. Forget about it. And you'll be much happier to not even bother seeking for it in this life, for any kind of settled habitation, any kind of permanent happiness, permanent smile. As soon as you lower your expectations, like a friend of mine said, she said, you know, Martin, I really, really, really lowered my expectations practically to nil. And since I've lowered my expectations to nil, I haven't been disappointed. Isn't that sad? In order not to be disappointed in this life, you have to not try for anything. I'm not recommending that, because especially young people, you know, you want to get out there and you want to do things, you have to make a living. Yes, you have to have a positive mental attitude. If you go in for an interview, you have to shake people's hands firmly and look them in the eye, and you have to have a good resume. I mean, yeah, you have to try. But the longer you go, the older you get, you almost realize that trying is, this is terrible. I don't want to say this, and I'll probably take it back as soon as I say it. What I want to say, but don't want to say at the same time, is trying is futile. Now, having said that, I withdraw it, because I try all the time. I try to write a good sentence. I try to make a good show. I try to explain my situation to you just for the sake of sharing, which I did in the video description, which you will see if you go to yesterday's video. And I noticed I seem more optimistic back there in 2001 making the Zender talks. I don't know, there's something about my presentation that was a little more optimistic. But as time goes by, and as the world gets more evil, and as there's, I was going to say, seem to be fewer and fewer believers, but by some miracle, and I'll end with this, ladies and gentlemen, because of you sharing these videos, there's at least 25 to 50 new subscribers every month to this channel, and I don't know how that happens. And I will tell you this, that since 2008, there has been one subscriber every day. I mean, every day, Monday through Sunday, since 2008. Every day, there's been at least one new subscriber. I should say, on the average, one new subscriber. So that is the kind of optimism I like, although I don't put any hopes and dreams in, you know. I don't ever think it's going to continue. I'm always expecting things to go bad. It's not terrible, but that's what we've come to. But I think part of that is good, because it means that all of our eggs are in the next basket. I've transferred all of my pretty little Easter eggs out of Eon 3 basket, put them into the celestial depository, making deposits, as the Lord said. I'm paraphrasing him, investing not in this world, not in the stock market, not in a new business, investing in the celestial world, investing in Christ, investing in God. And God and Christ do help us along that line by giving us scriptures, telling us what is coming for us, speaking proleptically, calling what is not as though it were, seats us among the celestials in Christ. Ephesians 2:6 seats us, justifies us, putting it in this present form, and then calling for faith, because faith is an assurance concerning things which are not being observed, and we're not observing these things that I'm talking about, and yet we know they're there, we know they're real, like the armor of God, it exists, and we just need to come to a realization and an apprehension of it. And so may God continuously give us, as Paul prays for the Ephesians, a greater and greater understanding of this calling, greater and greater realization of the truth that will sustain us during these dark times. And if any time you get discouraged, I really recommend have a Coke.